If you have your Bible today and you want to turn to Ephesians chapter number 6, Ephesians chapter number 6, and we sure do appreciate the Lord this morning. Ephesians chapter number 6, if you have your space, we'll stand with honored reading of God's Word. The Bible says in verse number 12, said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." I want to preach a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, coming to the crossroad. Amen. Coming to the crossroad. As we look at this and we see as Paul's talking to the Ephesians, he tells us that the struggles that we have are not just struggles of the flesh, but he said it's struggles with the powers of darkness, the rulers of darkness, the authority of darkness. That's why we need God Almighty more than we ever have right now in the days that we live. I do believe that we are living in the last days of the dispensation of grace. I believe that we're living in the final hours of that dispensation as we begin to see the things happening that's transposing all around this world. We see kingdoms rising up against kingdom. We see Red China rising up with COVID, with communist Russia. They're doing battle maneuvers together. They're preparing to come in united, like the Bible said they would in Ezekiel, Isaiah. I said that they said these would come to pass. We're seeing things happening in the nation of Israel that's never happened before. Just the other day, they had two earthquakes that happened in the Sea of Galilee in one day. So we need to be looking up for our redemption draweth nigh. Talking to a young man over there in Israel, it's snowing where it's never hardly ever snowed before, and they don't understand all that's going on. But this young Christian living in Israel, he said this. He said, "We need to look up and lift up our heads, for our Redeemer liveth. Our Redeemer draweth nigh." They're looking for a soon coming Savior. He said the Jews are beginning to look for a soon coming Savior. They're looking, praise God, expecting Him to come at any time. And I wonder today if we're looking and expecting like we ought to. Amen? We ought to be living in a life of virtue that's because of the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is coming. But as we look at this morning and we think of coming to a cross road, we see that the cross of Calvary, it's the only way to heaven today. Every one of us, man, woman, boy, or child, has to come through the cross of Lord Jesus Christ. We have to come through that shed blood of Calvary in order to be saved, so that we can have a blessed promise, so we can overcome the wickedness of this world. The Bible tells us in Luke 16 that there is an awful place called hell, a place of eternal punishment, a place where the fire, the worm is not quenched, and the fire is not does not go out. It's a place where it's eternal and forever, and everybody that goes there will endure that punishment forever and ever. There's no reprieve, there's no getting out. The Bible says in Psalms 9 and 17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." That ought to wake us up this morning, help us realize that we need God like we never have before. We're living in a nation and a land when people's pushing God out and they push God away and they say, "We don't need you no more." I want to say we need Him more than we've ever needed Him before. We need Him in our homes and our hearts, our churches. We need Him in our nation. We need Him in our government. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We need Him in our schools, in our houses. We need God, praise God, in every aspect of our life. But as Paul's a teaching here, and he's a talking about that awful place of hell, that awful place, and the powers of darkness that rule the world today, and it seems like the darkness is infiltrating, that it's coming in. I want to say the devil and the demons of hell, they know that their days are numbered. They know that they've just got a little while, praise God, and they're going to be done. They're trying to do their best to destroy everything and everyone that they can. Amen. But the thing is, the Bible teaches us that we don't have to fall into that category. Praise God, we can be those that trust in the Lord and walk with Him when we come to the crossroad. Realize, praise God, it's a precious road. It's an enduring road. Amen. But there's a road, praise God, that God has told us to go. And Jesus, I won't say this morning, can Jesus lie? Bible said He's absolute truth, absolutely. So if Jesus tells us, praise what He tells us, amen, we can believe. I don't know about you, I believe every bit of that red writing. Amen. I believe every bit of the writing, praise God. But that red writing, boy, it's special. And Jesus tells us, praise God, these times of apprehension, time to be looking around, time to see, praise God, what's taking place in this world. In Matthew chapter 13, the Lord Jesus, He says this in verse 47. He said, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, that's complete, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. Now listen to what He says. He said, so shall it be in the end of the world. Now He's talking about in the last days, at the consummation of the age in which we're living, at the end of the dispensation of grace. He said, this is the way it'll be. He said, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping or wailing and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? I wonder today if Jesus is asking the church, listen church, I've told you and I've told you and I've told you again, do you understand what I'm telling you? I wonder today, church, do we understand what Jesus is telling us? In this desperate and dark air that we live, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I'm gathering up a group to take to heaven to be with me. Do you understand it's time to get in? It's time to get on board. It's time to realize a purpose and a plan that God has for you, that we don't have to endure the rest of eternity. Praise God, in this awful world and even worse, in a place called hell, because God Almighty's made a place that's far better. He said, you get there when you come to the crossroad and you begin to make a decision for God's glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. We thank the God of glory in the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of His resurrection. What a glorious God and Savior we have. He tells us in 2 Thessalonians, in chapter number 1 and verse number 7, He said, and to you who are in troubled, rest with us. And I want to say, if America has ever been in trouble, if people's ever been in trouble, if homes and families have ever been in trouble, we're in trouble now. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, to you who are troubled, rest with us. He's talking about brothers and sisters in Christ coming together in union, coming together in communion, coming together in unity, praise God, for the glory of God, looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. Amen. He said, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels. Think about the power of that. All power in heaven and earth is given to Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine when He comes with all the host of heaven? Praise be to God, what a blessing. He said, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I believe with all my heart, if you're a child of God, you obey His word. I believe you'll seek His face. I believe that you'll have a desire to do right and never do wrong. Amen? Amen? You say, preacher, it's awful hard. I live in this flesh. Pray God, we all do. But there's also a God, if we're saved and born again, if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, pray God, if we trust in and rely on and hear to what He says, He moves into us and He takes all that old stuff out and He puts new stuff in. That's far better, praise God. It gives us a new outlook. It gives us a new attitude. It gives us a new desire. It gives us love and compassion, praise God, in the place where all that other stuff used to be. It's nothing but junk. And I don't care. Hey, listen, it's time to clean out, praise God, and get rid of the junk. Amen, praise God. And obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, those who know not God. Now listen to what happens. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed because you believe the Word of God in that day. Praise God. He said, listen. He said, when God Almighty comes, He said, with that road map, the glory. You say, what is that road map, the glory? Praise God. It's from the cross of Calvary. That's where the road starts. That's where we begin the day at the road from Calvary. Praise God. We begin to enter in on that straight road that leads unto righteousness, that brings us into the very presence of the throne of grace. I want to say grace is where we get our help. It's an abundance of grace, praise God, at the throne room of God where we come, praise the Lord. Amen. This is what Jesus tells us in His Word. Can Jesus, I ask you again, does Jesus lie?
No.
Amen. He's made us a promise of a place we can come to. Amen. A place where the road to righteousness begins in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter number 7, the Lord says this. He talks about two ways. Did you know there's two ways to go in this world? We need to decide today. We need to look today individually, inwardly, in our own hearts, and figure out where we're at. Amen. Figure out which road you are going to take. Amen. It's individual. I can't do it for you. I'd love to. I'd love to go, and I'd like to have a magic wand. I just bump you on the head with it. Praise God. And you'd just fall in love with Jesus, and you'd listen to Him. You'd follow Him. Praise God. We could all fall in here together for God. You know what happened if that took place? We'd see souls get saved. We'd see families birthed into family God. We'd see love all over the place again. Amen. Praise God. I don't have that power. I don't have that authority, but Jesus does. He says in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13, He says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way. Now that broad, you'd think that'd make it an easy way, wouldn't you? Amen. At Broadway, it's easy to get into Broadway. Amen. It don't take no distinction. It don't take no thought to get in that Broadway. He said, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. He says a lot of folks that's heading into destruction. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. Who said that?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
So is it true? Amen. So in other words, what Jesus is telling us today, He said there's one road. And said we need to enter in at that straight road. And that straight road starts at the cross of Calvary. Amen. That the fork of the road. Amen. The fork of the road is Calvary. The fork of the road is the cross. The fork of the road is the blood that was shed on that cross. Praise God for your sins and for mine. Amen. And we're fighting today, and we're against the wiles of the devil. We fight against principalities. We fight against those powers and the rulers of darkness in this present world. As I read in your hearing, and we need to get this. We need to know this. You say, Pastor Jeff, why would we need to know so much about the devil and the demons of hell? We need to know about them because they are our adversary. They're our enemy. They hate us. You say, well, preacher, I thought they liked us. No, they don't like you. They hate you. They want to destroy you so you don't get saved and so you don't follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? They want you to go the wrong way. They want to show you the wrong path. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Oh, it'd be easy if we were just wrestling against flesh and blood. Well, it wouldn't be easy, but it'd be not as much of a challenge. And we could get this old flesh and blood, this body that we live in, under subjection. But praise God, He said, we're not right like wrestling just against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against this old body that we live in, even though it's something to fight all the time, amen? But He said, we're wrestling against principalities and against powers. He's talking about those little powers, those little demons, those little nymphs of hell, praise God, that's assailing us all the time. That's why James said we need to listen. We need to have two ears to listen to God and one mouth that we just speak, praise God, when it's appropriate. Yeah. Amen, praise God. We need to start stopping and thinking about what we're going to say before we say it. Because we don't want to give the devil any ammunition. Because he's got plenty. All the fiery darts of hell, praise God's in his quiver, and he'll use them against you and me and our families if we'll let him. Amen. But it's time to put away those things. And it's time to seek the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart. That's why Ephesians 4:29, he said, let no communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, lifting up, encouraging, that it may minister grace, the grace of God unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, that raising of the voice, that screaming and evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice, because you hate it. I hate that awful mess, don't you? You know why we do a lot of that? We do it out of habit. But it's a terrible habit. Amen. He said, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven who? You. Us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We need to be kind. Because there's a demonic force here, praise God. And we need all the help from the Lord that we can get. We have to plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to look into the cross of Calvary. We have to find that road, that straight path that leads not in destruction, but into not destructive, but constructive for the cause of Christ. Building up and not tearing down. Lifting up, praise God, not pushing down. Praise God for God's glory. Because there's a demonic force. The host of evil, praise God, that's there in the mid-heavens. Amen. They're hanging out there. They thrones. There's a satanic democracy. There's a satanic government, praise God, if you will, in the heavens. Amen. God says there is. I believe it. He said they're rulers of darkness. They're powers of darkness. I don't like the dark. Do you? Yeah, man. Praise God. I'm going to be in the light if I can. I don't like to walk around. I don't like to be in the dark. I want the light, praise God, to shine. Amen. But there's a constant pressure, constant contention from the devil. Amen. There's a constant strife. There's constant division. Does that sound familiar? It comes from the portals of the devil. It comes from the demonic presence of the heavens. Amen. They hold a position. They're superior. They're a superior fierceness that this world hasn't even seen yet. Amen. We're starting to see the fringes of it. People are just full of wickedness. I've told you before, they say now all the problems that we have. They say, well, the problems that we have and all this homelessness, all this stuff that's going on in the world is because of mental illness. Amen? And if we ain't careful, we'll get snookered into that and we'll say, yep, that's what it's just a whole lot of mental illness. But you know, I've studied my Bible, and you check me out and see if I'm wrong. I never found anywhere where Jesus dealt with mental illness. Everybody that he dealt with, praise God, they brought to him. It was because of demon possession. It was because of a devil. It was because of wickedness in their soul, praise God, that made them what they were. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I believe in mental illness. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, praise God, you've crippled too high for crutches. What it is, it's the devil in her heart, praise God. You ever get right with God, amen? He'll take that wickedness away. He'll drag that devil out of you. Man, he'll crush him, praise God. He'll give you the opportunity, praise God, to be right in your mind, your heart. That old fella was in the tomb. He was screaming and crying and squalling and cutting himself. Amen. And they said, well, the world and the society we live in today, said, preacher, he was mentally disturbed. I want to say, yeah, he was mentally disturbed, but right by a devil. He had devils, legions of devils in him. Amen. And when he come to the Lord and Jesus called him out. Amen. Praise God. When Jesus calls the devil out of you, let him go. Amen. Praise the Lord. They'll infiltrate and they'll take over and they'll take control. Amen. You know what's missing in that middle heaven? where the demons and demons of hell and all that stuff is. You know what's missing there? There's no peace there, Brother Bill. There's no joy, praise God, in the presence of the demons. There's no happiness. Amen. And the main reason is because there's no hope. Why are people the way they are in the world today? Because they're lacking these things. Because they're being influenced. They're wrestling against principalities and powers, praise God. The governing forces of darkness has overshadowed them. But we need to come out from that. You say, how do you do it? By shining the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Coming to the cross road. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where difference is made in our life. That's where we get help from the portals of glory. We're God who's on our side. It's where the angels battle for domination. Amen. Did you realize today if it wasn't for those ministering spirits, praise God, we wouldn't stand a chance. Amen. Praise God. But I see in my mind's eye, I got to thinking about this. I see in my mind's eye today that there's a road, that there's a straight path that leads, amen. There's a paved path, a good way that leads from the cross of Calvary. It's a straight path. It's a path of right. It's a path of righteousness. It's a path that's just. It's a path that's true. Praise God, it's that way unto life. Amen. He said, there's few that be that find it. But Brother Bill, I can see in my mind's eye today. I can see, praise God, that road. And I can see that cross. As that cross is there and it's bearing, praise God, it's a pointing out that road of righteousness through Christ Jesus the Lord. That road is there. And I can see a preacher of the cross. As he stands up and he tries to point people in the right direction. He begins to try to show them. And that preacher of the cross, praise God, he is a child and he's there and he's trying to tell people as they're traveling down the road and they come to the cross. The road of the cross. As they come to it, the little old preachers are standing there. Praise God, he's calling out to people as they come and he's trying to get their attention. And he'd say, hey fella, wait a minute. Don't go in that way. He said, come over here. Would you come over here just a little bit? I want to show you something. And you see the cross here. Praise God, this is the cross of a good road. It's a straight road. Hey, listen, if you'll just bow here and receive Jesus as your Savior, praise God, apply the blood that He shed on Calvary. Glory, hallelujah, that He shed for you here on this cross. He'll put you on this straight road. Praise God, He'll get you to a good place. That preacher of righteousness, that preacher of the cross, he watches that person, just shakes his head, and he goes on down that broad road that leads to destruction. He don't take no advice. He don't hear or heed the word of God. But he goes on his own pernicious way, begging him not to go down that broad road. I'm begging you today, church, don't go down the broad road. Talk to your people, talk to your families, talk to your children. Don't go down the broad road. There's nothing there. There's no good that'll come out of it. Amen. So we see that preacher of righteousness, that preacher of the cross. And he's there, and he's there, and he sees a. He says, wait a minute, here comes another one. Maybe I can get there. He said, hey there. He said, fella, come over here a minute. Don't follow that crowd. That crowd is going to destruction. That crowd's going to a bad place. You don't have to follow the crowd. Amen. Come to the cross, praise God, to the crossroad. Amen. Get you a map of righteousness so you can follow Christ, so that you can be saved, so you can have peace and happiness and joy. Amen. Don't go down that road. I've been down that road. I've seen where it goes. And it leads to destruction. It's a road to nowhere. Amen. I see as that fella goes on, shaking his head. You don't want it. Oh, how terrible and devastating that is. You see, I've been down that broad road. In my eye, the eye of my spirit, Brother Chris, I've traveled that broad road. Amen. To help through the Word of God. I went down there to the preface of the of that falling off place. I've seen folks as they was mamas and daddies and little children, people, praise God, that denied and rejected the Lord. I've seen them, the ones that thought they were okay, that they'd be all right. And I've seen them as they were bound up and they were cast off into hell. Amen. But in my mind's eye, I've also seen those that would march down that broad road thinking everything was going to be okay till they marched right off into the pit of hell. I've seen the smoke rising. I've seen the fires billowing. I've heard the screams of anguish. I've seen the tears, praise God, as they boiled out of their eyes. Can you imagine being a crying and a bawling and never be able to shed a tear? Because there's no water to come. I've seen it. That's why the preacher at the cross or at the crossroad would say, please don't go down there. It's no place to be. There's a better place. There's a better way. But nobody wants to hear it. Have you ever seen such a time as we live in? Nobody wants to hear the truth. If you try to preach truth, they'll hammer you. Well, preacher, you oughtn't to say that. Just let that go. That's what we've done. We've let it go, praise God. We ain't got much to have left. Amen. We need the truth of the Word of God because the Bible said the truth will make you free. Amen. But that preacher at the cross, he's standing there, he's trying to get their attention. Trying to tell them, praise God, not to go down that broad road. I can see him as he's there and he's watching. He's seeing them going in and going in. He's standing there and here comes a young person. He said, maybe I can get this young person to listen to me. Maybe they'll heed what I'm trying to say. Young person, don't go down there. Listen, there's nothing there for you. Stop here, amen, and be saved in the precious blood, salvation of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Come to the cross, praise God, and be saved. Amen. Listen, don't go down that road, that broad road, because there's no way out. Amen. There's not a better road down there. It's a road that's one road, a broad road that leads to destruction, and there's many that goes in there at. They're pouring in there. Don't follow the crowd. Amen. Come over here. Let me tell you about Jesus. Come to the crossroad. Amen. Don't go down the broad road. Come to the crossroad. It's a good road. It's the right road. It's a road that leads to where Jesus and God Almighty are. Amen. Would you come to the crossroad? Praise God. Would you come? Please come to the crossroad. But then the preacher of righteousness, the preacher of the crossroad, as he begins to preach it and beg and compel that young'un to come in. Amen. He says some words that gets him in awful trouble. He says, you gotta come in this way, the crossroad. It's the only way. The demons of hell assail him. The demons of hell begin to attack this preacher of the crossroad, this child of God. Amen. This young'un of God. The demons begin to assail him because they don't like to hear that. See, the world that we live in, they don't want you to hear that there's only one way. Amen. It's the Jesus way. See, He's the only one that died for our sins according to Scriptures and was buried. And He rose again victorious over death and the grave because God said so. Amen. But those demons of hell, they begin to attack that child of that preacher of the cross, the crossroad. Because he's preaching there's only one way. But the angels of God said, for are they not ministering spirits who are sent forth to minister for them who are heirs of salvation? By the demonic forces there, and it's in full force. The little nymphs of hell is a bombarding that preacher because he's a preaching righteousness by one way. But them angels of glory, them ministering spirits, amen, the ones that we're trusting in and relying on, as coming from the portals of glory to us, to where we're at to help us to be armed to fight our battles. They're fighting them demons off. Amen. Praise God, they're fighting with everything in them. Praise God for the glory of God. And those little nymphs of hell. I can see Paul, he said, listen, there's power, there's authority in the heavens. A dark authority. And that dark authority in those leaders of the demons, in the governing power of authority over the darkness of this world, they see that them little demons start crying for help. And the devil, Satan, the adversary, he sends out the power. He sends out his generals. He sends out, praise God, the strongest fleet he has in demonic force upon this little old preacher of righteousness, little preacher preaching the crossroad, the only way to heaven. And those demons come. And boy, they can see them as they start to arrive. I can see it in my mind's eye. As them demons start to arrive, them powerful demons from hell, from the portals of darkness in heaven, as they start to arrive, them little old nymph devils step back and they begin to applaud. Say, yeah! We're going to see it happen now! But why those little devils is crying out? Why those powerful devils is coming? The angels of glory, they're praying and they're praising God. You say, how can they pray and pray? Because they're praying. Their supplications is going up into heaven and they know that God hears and answers prayers and he's sending reinforcements. Praise God Almighty. Brother Bill, when the devil comes down and he's got his foot on you and he's fixing to smoke the life out of you. I want to say there's a God. There's a God of heaven. It'll come to where you're at. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And the preacher at a crossroad, he begins to cry out. The demons, praise God. They come upon him. They assail him with all their power. They raise the foot to stomp the life out of him. And about the time they start to bring their foot down, God Almighty, from the portals of glory, his spirit of rise. He grabbed the devils and a demon of hell by that old foot and cast them, praise God, out in outer space. Amen. Cast them as far as the east is from the west. Amen. Praise be to God. We have an adversary, which is the devil, but we got an advocate in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't let the devil get you down. Amen. You just come to the crossroad. Come to that place, praise God. Well, we see God Almighty descending. Amen. You say, preacher, you're just making all that up. Well, let me just tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says he'll not put on you more than you can bear, but with it, he'll make a way of escape. Amen. So when the devil's got his foot up and he's getting ready to stomp the life out of you, got his foot on your neck, you just say, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Lord, I'm traveling on this narrow path. Lord, I'm easing down this narrow road. Lord, I'm coming. I'm following the crossroad. The crossroad, Lord. Praise God. A road unto righteousness for your name's sake. And Lord God, I need you today to touch me and help me. To heal me and manifest yourself to me. Give me power, Lord. Amen. And you're down there, you're beat down, you're down as low as a snail's belly. The devil's about to stomp your life out. Praise God, you remember where God brought you from, where he promised to take you to. Amen. That little preacher, Brother Chris, on that crossroad, he jumps back up. He sticks his chest out. He said, come this way, young'uns. Come to the crossroad. Repent of your sins. Have your sin washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That demon power is moved away. The truth is proclaimed. And as people is going down the wrong road, heading down that broad road, that wrong path, Jesus Christ the Lord begins to move on hearts. And people see the power of His might. Amen. The angels of glory praying and praising God. They see that little preacher who, praise God, who stayed with the stuff. Remember, he's a child. He's only a child. But praise the Lord, he keeps his eyes on the prize. Praise God, he don't doubt for one minute. He may be down, but he's not out. Amen. He keeps praying and he keeps expecting. And praise God, before you know it, God Almighty shows up. And when God shows up, I've never in the Word of God known God to show up that he didn't show out. Amen. He didn't do a great and a mighty work in the hearts and the minds of somebody. Demons cast out. Blindness gone. You know why all those things affect? Because of sin. Amen? What did Jesus do? Praise God. He cast out sin to make us pure and clean. We're pure and clean. Praise God. There's no death. There's no wages of sin. And we become pure. We begin to see. Amen. We begin to have the we begin to recognize the power of God at the crossroad. I'm going to tell you what, it's a good road. It's a fine road. That road that leads to destruction, it's got all kinds of hardships in it, and the end is destruction. But he said there's a road, praise God, a right road, a crossroad that leads to a perfect peace, a perfect joy, a perfect harmony, satisfaction, and to a place of hope. Amen, in Christ Jesus our Lord. A place where we can call upon Him. Amen, and He'll descend down to where we are. Scoops us up in His arms. I can imagine in my mind's eyes that little old preacher of the cross, the crossroad. He's there and he's proclaiming the gospel. He's proclaiming, and them angels of glory is all around him. Amen. And he begins to build in his courage and his confidence. And they just kind of lift him up. And in his spirits, he feels like the night I got saved, like he's walking about that high, not touching the ground. Amen. Compelling them. Come in. Amen. When you get in that, you get to that crossroad and you get in that spirit and you see the power and you begin to compel them. You know what I believe takes place? I believe you start seeing some of those people begin to recognize the power that's in that crossroad. They begin to realize, praise God, the confidence that they have, not in themselves. I'll mess up before I get out of here in myself. Amen. You will too. But we can ask the Lord and put our faith and trust in the crossroad. It's a map. It's a road that's laid out. That's perfect. It's pure. Praise God. A road that we can have confidence in. A road, listen to me, and I'm done. It's a road that we've got to follow if we're going to get to heaven. It's the only way. It's the crossroad. It was paved by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He made the way. And if we're going to go to heaven, we've got to go by the cross. We're going to have to go through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me just say this, and I'm done. We go through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. We accept and believe on Him. We believe in the blood that He shed in Calvary. Amen. We trust in the blood that He shed for Calvary. We plead all our sin in the blood that He shed for Calvary. He cleanses from our unrighteousness and makes us pure. But the thing He does for us the most... Now listen to me. Listen very carefully. Don't miss this. When we go through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing, putting our faith and trust in Him, it's a place where the devil cannot go. Amen. You hearing me? If the devil goes through the blood, he's a saved devil. Amen. When we go through the blood, when we plead the blood, when we accept the blood of Jesus Christ, if you haven't been saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you haven't been saved. But when we accept the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, then we begin to be pure within ourselves because it's a place where sin cannot follow. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit of God, it'll stop it at the door. Have you ever been started to do something or say something? It's just like a red flag come up. Amen, Brother Bill. I told you, I used to have issues with anger. I mean, I'd get mad good night. I know none of you do that. No. Boy, I'd get mad in a heartbeat. I mean, I'd get mad. I'd get mad at anything. But boy, I got on my face one day and I begged and I cried and I said, Lord, I ain't getting up till You help me. I want You to take this away from me. And boy, I stayed there till God Almighty moved on my heart. He says, "Son, I'm here with you." And you know what he did? He put an alarm beacon down in my soul. Amen. As Brother Charles said, kind of like that flashing yellow light on the back of a trash truck. Amen. Amen. But it's coming to pick up the trash. The Lord does it to keep out the trash. Amen. And that alarm goes off in me, praise God. And you know what I do? Most time I just bite my tongue. And I don't say a word. And I say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, plead the blood, and let that go on by." Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll open up and it'll just come on in. Amen. But God makes the difference. The difference is when we come to the crossroad. Boy, what a special road it is. And it leads unto righteousness for God and His people. Amen. It leads us to where He is so that we can come in to Him and Him to us. Have you been to the crossroad today? Have you been to the crossroad? Do you know, praise God, where you've been? You know that you've been through the crossroad that you've desired, and you've looked, and you've longed, and you're going on that straight path. That path, because the Lord tells us that there's two roads. He said there's a wide road, a broad road that leads to destruction. And He said there's a narrow road. And He said that's the crossroad. Let me ask you again. I asked you again, let me ask you again. Can Jesus lie?
No.
Then what does He tell us? That there's one road. One way, one road, and it's the crossroad. We have to come through the cross. Have to come through the blood. Now that old preacher of righteousness, that child of God is preaching the crossroad. Amen. He's preaching with all his heart. Come to the crossroad. Follow the crossroad. It leads, praise God, into the presence of God. That holy city. Glory, hallelujah. Place prepared for those who prepared for that place. Are you saved today and you know it? Men, have you come to the crossroad? Are you following in that straight path? You say, "Well, preacher, I don't really know." Amen. Well, then if you're not, you're just disobeying the Lord Jesus, because He said, choose the straight path. He said, there's a lot of people that's called, but there's not a lot of people that's choosing to go the straight path. Amen. Not many that go in thereat. The Lord's calling us to. He's pointing us to it, but we're not going in it. Man, it's time for church. It's time for people. It's time for us to go in the straight path. Come to the crossroad and stay on it. Amen. For God's glory.